Joined here by head coach Jenny Croy at North Central Missouri College. Going to get a brief couple of Pirate updates here. We'll have Coach Croy and Coach Esri right around the corner. The men and women were both supposed to play tonight. It's only going to be a women's game. They're going to take on the Missouri Valley JV at 5:30. JV games are what they are, Coach, but I guess when you do look at things, you know, the girls had a rugged game on Tuesday, a really rugged, challenging game on Monday, so I'd imagine that you're going to hope to get a lot of your bench in tonight.
Yeah, you know, I hope that we just need a game where we've got some things we need to work on and work through. So I feel like this gives us the opportunity to do that. You know, in our game on Monday and Tuesday, I felt like offensively our spacing wasn't great. Our rebounding wasn't very good. And so those are things offensively we can work on, our spacing on offense. We can work on our ball movement, and we hope to get that accomplished.
I thought after Monday that you could beat Johnson County. Obviously, beating them down there is a whole different thing than beating them here, but I saw them play a full game last night and, you know, started slow. I think they beat Southwestern by 25. They didn't. Yeah, I thought they were solid, and it was kind of just one of those, you know, got the job done sort of road wins. I'm more convinced than ever that, you know, if you're not their equal, you're very, very close to Johnson County's level.
You know, after going back in and watching the film, there's definitely things that we can fix and do better that we didn't do well down there. And we also have a couple girls that aren't feeling the best this week, and so that's tough. And so when you have two starters who don't feel well, and with this challenging of a week, you know, that makes it tough for us. But I really think there's things we can fix. We didn't rebound well against them. Defensively in the third quarter, we did not do a good job of cutting off the drive. And then, you know, we went offensively to just kind of burying our head and forcing some things. And I think we can prevent that from happening and be a little more patient offensively would be in our advantage against them the next time we meet them.
Have you been a little bit, you know, I'm just looking at your scores here. You've had scores in the 80s and 90s. You know, you had 57 against Johnson County. You had 51 in a win on Tuesday. Has the offense been a little bit Jekyll and Hyde, or does it come down a little bit to just the style of game that it turns out to be?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a little of both. Maybe we did not shoot well, shot a terrible percentage both Monday and Tuesday. But that's probably the toughest defense we've faced as well. So a little bit of both. But we've got to make sure we finish around the basket and that we knock down open shots. Because we did leave a lot of shots out there that didn't go through that we had great looks at, and so we have to get more consistent with that, and you know, hopefully playing tonight we get some more looks at the basket and kind of get our feet back under us shooting wise, and we're able to hit from the outside and finish from the inside. You know, there was, I think, the start of the third quarter on Monday at Johnson. We missed two right under the basket shots that we normally make, and so back-to-back possessions, you know, which would have put us up one at that time, and so you know, that's tough. We don't normally do that, so we've got to make sure that we focus and finish given that opportunity underneath the basket like that.
I talked to you about this on Monday, but I feel like that the biggest progression that you've made with this year's recruiting class and the returning players is when I'd see you play in past years, a Kirkwood or a Johnson County, particularly on their floor, and you just see the athletes and the way that they get into you and they make you uncomfortable, and, you know, they play a really tough, rugged defense. Was that kind of, you know, playing teams that are, you know, top five quality teams when you looked at the recruiting class with you and Leslie and saying, we got to get more to that level where we get kids who can really defend and make other people uncomfortable at that level?
Yeah, you know, you do think about that, you know, when you're recruiting. You want kids that can compete at that level. And then also, I think depth makes a big difference. We haven't been this deep before, and so, you know, we have a lot of girls that are capable of coming off our bench that could probably be in our starting lineup, and you know, we have for sure 8 kids, if not a few more, that could be starters on the floor, and so that makes our bench so strong, I feel like. And so when we can put kids in and not miss a beat, you know, I think that makes a big difference in how we can compete with the high caliber team.
I did say pregame on Monday that you had the sort of depth that would be equal, maybe better on a given night, but certainly equal to Johnson County. I felt like that if you had a chance to beat Johnson County on their floor, that if you had to win the bench points, and you didn't. Their bench was really good. Did you kind of look at the same thing and say, if we're going to beat Johnson County, our depth has to be kind of the major factor in that happening?
Yeah, it does. And our starters too. So I felt like in order to beat them, we had to put a complete game together. And so we just didn't finish well. We didn't shoot well from the 3-point line. And you're not going to beat teams like that by not doing that. And then rebounding, they killed us on the boards. We were one shot and out about every possession. And there's times we gave them multiple looks at the basket, and we can't do that against a Johnson County type team. And so those are things we have to get better at. We have to make sure that we're competing every single possession. And we talk about that a lot. We can't just go out and just play hard. We have to compete. And so, it matters. If you let up a little, we can't do that against a team like that.
How exciting is it for you as a coach who's been at the job now for many, many years to get the program to the level where you're top five, you're ranked number four in the country this week? I know you get everybody's best shot when that happens, but how exciting is it for you just to see the program at that level?
You know, I think it's exciting, not only for our team right now, and it's exciting for our former players too that have worked so hard when they were here to get us to this level. I think that it goes to them that they got us noticed. I think this team that went to the national tournament 2 years back to back really made a name for themselves, and by the end of the national tournament last year, everybody knew who North Central was, and they knew our kids by name. And I think, that says a lot for our college and does a lot for our college. And so, if we can keep playing at that level and getting kids, again, that want to compete at that level and can compete at that level, we want to continue to do that. And so I'm super proud of these kids for coming in, 11 new kids and with three returners that weren't in the starting lineup last year, that didn't play a ton of minutes every single game last year for us, and what the leadership that they've provided has been, outstanding. This group kind of respects everybody but doesn't fear anybody, and so they step on the floor expecting to win, I think, each and every game, and that's kind of the mentality you have to have, and I'm really proud of them and the work that they put in to get us where we're at.
We both know what sort of physical program KCK is. You obviously saw them the other night in beating them 51-45 in a very low-scoring game. You have to go there, and you got to play them down in Kansas City on Sunday, just 5 days after you beat them here. I'm looking at that Sunday game going, if I were in your shoes, that would have my attention, because I figure that's going to be a really physical ball game down there.
Yeah, I think it's Saturday.
I misspoke. Yes, it is Saturday.
You're good. It will be physical. I guess for us, we're going to be on the road, but honestly, they're also on the road. Their gym is under construction as they've had some trouble, structural damage within their gym, and so they can't play on their floor, so they have to practice at Hy-Vee Arena every single day. They have to bus over there. Their home games, they're playing at Metropolitan, they're playing at Hy-Vee Arena, and they're playing at Rockhurst. So our game will be at Rockhurst on Saturday afternoon. And so it's not just a road game for us, but I feel like it's a little bit unfamiliar for them too. It's not somewhere where they practice every single day. So hopefully it serves like a neutral court and it doesn't give them that home court feel and home court advantage. But, it's always tough to travel and play. And as physical as they are, we're going to have to make sure we're ready to go. Playing them so soon back-to-back is, maybe poor scheduling. I do that. So it's one of those things. I think you look at the calendar and go, oh, it's November. We'll schedule them in December. And then you realize it's just the very same week, the end of the week. We're going to have to go down there and play well. We're going to have to shoot better than we did up here. And that'll be a big difference in the game if we can hit shots. Then I think we'll be okay. But if we struggle again from the field, it's going to be a challenge again.
Yeah, Saturday, 1 o'clock is the game down at Rockhurst against KCK. The cliche that I use, and I've talked about this with Jeremy on the guy's side, is You know that a team's really competitive when they hate to lose more than they like to win. Did you get that sense from your group after Johnson County coach that the reaction that they had to losing was almost more so than just, you know, the joy that they get out of winning, that it really irritated them?
Definitely. You know, I think they were frustrated and upset about that and ready to get back to work, honestly. They believe that we're capable and they knew we didn't play well. And they're excited we get to face them again in January, honestly. So, like I said, this team has a great respect for Johnson County and their program, but they're ready to face them again and see what we can do on our home floor.
It will be January 4th, a Thursday night at the Ketchum Center, actually. Is that an afternoon game, Coach?
That is an afternoon game. So we have a little plan in place for that game where we're actually going to invite the local elementary school out and pack the gym with some elementary kids and really make it a fun atmosphere in here for that game. So, you know, our men's program has done a really good job to start the school year of getting out into the elementary school and you know, kind of playing at recess with the kids and doing the High Five Friday. And so we thought we would give them a chance to come in and watch a game here at Ketchum Center and see what it's about.
And get them out of school. It caught me by surprise. I looked at it and said, Thursday, 12:30. Interesting. I'm glad I asked. I appreciate the time as always, Coach. I'm sure we'll see you over at the gym tonight. Good luck against Missouri Valley.
Thank you, Tom.